You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Gulsa.
It is Easter Monday.
It is Easter Monday.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A blessed Monday. Good to be back in the studio on this snowy Monday morning.
Yeah, there's snow on the ground. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yesterday, we looked out the window in the evening after winding down from all the Easter festivities and look out the window and there's white on the ground and it wasn't just snow, it was ice.
Yeah, we were watching something. We're catching up on some TV show because, of course, Holy Week. We don't have any time to do anything. And I heard this noise. And I was like, ice. What is that noise? So my husband pauses the TV. He's like, oh, that's sleet.
Yeah. Like, Easter sleet. Easter sleet. Or was it April Fool's Day? I'm not sure.
I don't know anymore.
It was a trick. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin. You guys are great. Thanks for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu or kfuo.org. You can find out more about them in the underwriter section today. Yesterday being Easter, and today is a special day.
It is.
World Autism Awareness Day. Did you know that?
I did know that. Well, I wore blue today.
Oh, I did too. There's a little bit of blue in there. I totally forgot about that. I'm a slacker.
Hashtag light it up blue.
That's right.
Yeah.
And in studio with us today, an author from Concordia Publishing House wrote a very touching novel called Loving Isaac. And we'll explain that. We'll get to how that connects to World Autism Day in just a minute. In studio, Heather Kaufman, author of Loving Isaac. Heather, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, thanks for coming over in this chilly Monday morning to share about your new book, Loving Isaac. Now, tell us a little bit about Heather Kaufman. Here in the St. Louis area, I'm with CPH, but you've traveled around a little bit, right?
Yes. Actually, I come from a military family, so that makes me a military brat. And so I kind of grew up all over the place. I'm used to moving every 2-3 years. But St. Louis really kind of feels like home. My dad retired here. And so we've been here for a little while. And of course, now me and my husband are here. And so this really, St. Louis is our home.
Now, you're an author. Obviously.
Yes.
Captain Obvious.
It's Monday. Sorry.
It's definitely a Monday. Have you always been a writer, or is this something that, like, when did you have this love of writing? When did that start?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I pretty much have always loved to write. I started writing poetry when I was like 6. It was really bad poetry, but
it's a start.
Yeah, and I started writing short stories when I was around 12, 13, and that was the time when I'm like, you know what? I want to be a novelist when I grow up. And, I just have always loved stories, reading them, writing them. I think, you know, Jesus used stories, parables. I think it's such a powerful tool and a way to connect with people. And so story is just something, and actually my first book, The Story People, is kind of all about stories.
Yeah.
So the idea of story is just always been a powerful one for me. So, and then I studied English, in college and just kind of honed my craft and yeah. But it's definitely always been a passion of mine.
Loving Isaac. We get introduced to Hannah and little Isaac. Even before he's born, we get introduced to Isaac. Tell us about where this story for Isaac began. When did this begin in your mind?
Yes, absolutely. Well, Isaac is actually based on my brother. So I have a brother who has autism. And so growing up military, we moved around a lot to a lot of different churches. And sometimes, you know, we felt very welcomed and some people were very, very loving and very welcoming. And then other times, you know, maybe they were trying to be but just didn't know how. And it didn't come across as very loving. And so I remember thinking all the way back in 2008, I was at a writer's conference, and I can remember the exact moment in the writer's conference in 2008 where I thought to myself, you know, someone should really write about this in a novel form, this idea of special needs in the church. I haven't read, you know, I'm a Christian fiction kind of junkie, and I'd never read anything that really delved into the idea of loving, you know, a special needs individual. Like, what does that look like? And in a novel. And I'm like, why not? Why has no one written about this? And again, story being very accessible, story connecting with people, I thought, what better way to like write about something so kind of important in a way that doesn't seem preachy or doesn't seem in your face? And I thought, you know, somebody should write a novel about this. So that's really where the idea came from, all the way back in 2008. Yep.
So when you said somebody, how did that somebody become you?
You mean you're like...
You're like, somebody should write a novel about this. Oh, wait, maybe I should do this.
Well, yeah, so I just toyed around with it. Like, I, over the years, I mean, 2008, that was like 10 years ago.
Oh, my goodness, it was.
Yeah. It doesn't sound really? Like it was that long ago, but it really
was.
It was
10 years. Wow.
I just started playing around and kind of sketching out characters. But really kind of back burner, because, you know, I was in college and all these other kind of writing demands. And it wasn't until the last few years that I really, like, dug down and, like, flushed this out and thought, what does this story look like? Yeah.
What does it mean to you to be able to tell a story like this and to have that voice and to share these voices with your readers?
Oh, it's kind of an out-of-body experience. It's a humbling experience. And I've heard from readers saying how much it's meant to them and connected with them. It was really hard to write in a way because I really wanted to get it, quote unquote, right. Mm-hmm. So just hearing from readers saying, oh, I really connected with Hannah. I've felt like that. Like, I've struggled with that or I've, you know, felt that way. And that means the world to me. When people can, like, find themselves in the character, I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? You know, I want these to be relatable, real people that people can connect with. So, did that answer your question?
Yeah.
And you did that very well. Not only do we meet Pastor Schofield in the story, and I think many of us can relate to the congregation, to Hope Lutheran Church. They can relate to him, but I gotta give you, kudos for including a DCE in your story. Shout out to all the DCEs. You gotta check out, Heather's book, Loving Isaac, from Concordia Publishing House, because there is a DCE character in this story. How many novels have a DCE in them? I mean, thanks for doing that.
At least one.
You're welcome.
We thought it was a book about Isaac, but it's really about the DC.
In Andy's world, that's what it means.
I love how the DCE is introduced as well. Like this kind of overbearing character at first.
Huh, imagine that.
That they just got to meet everybody. Yeah. So thanks for including DCEs in there. Makes it a story that I think many can relate to if you're, familiar with the congregational life, that you can really identify with that. But then opens up this door that we haven't thought about, perhaps some of us haven't thought about. How can we be loving and welcoming to someone who might experience the world differently or perceive the world differently than I do? And so what does that mean to be welcoming to someone who has autism or to a family who experiences autism as well? And taking your own personal experience with that, to be walking into the doors of a church, sitting in a pew and thinking about what does this look like? How can this be, beneficial to my brother, to another loved one who has experienced autism. So thanks for sharing this character of Isaac with us. And your book, available at CPH now, cph.org, but you've also got something special going on with it right now, too, on Instagram. Is that right?
I do, yes. I, in honor of Autism Awareness Month, I am giving away a signed copy of Loving Isaac. And that's over on Instagram. So you can find me at HMKStories. That's my Instagram account. And if you just hop over there, all of the details of how to enter that giveaway. And I'll be drawing a winner on April 8th. So you can find me. And I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, but the giveaway is on Instagram, HMKStories.
Instagram. Do you know about that, Sarah?
I do know about that. Get my gramming on. We'll link to that in the audio for this too, so people can find that easily.
Excellent. And I love the cover too.
Yes.
There's a character on the cover,
yes,
but you
got
to read the book to learn more about that character. Sarah, do you have any other questions you want to dig into before we only have like a minute left, but
What do you want readers to come away with?
Oh, man. You know,
we only have a minute.
Yes. Okay. I'll try to get my man. Pressure. You know, I want them to connect on numerous levels with this book. I want them to enjoy it as a story. You know, I want them to just get lost in it and enjoy it. But more importantly, I think I want them to maybe find themselves in the story, for it to challenge and encourage them, to just love people, love them deeply and simply. You know, that's how we've been loved. Don't overthink it. Just approach people with the love of Christ, with a desire to just show the love of Christ to them. So I hope it challenges people in all the right ways, really.
Heather Kaufman, author of Loving Isaac. You can get it from CPH, cph.org. Check it out. And thanks so much for being here on World Autism Awareness Day.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Coming up in just a little bit on the coffee hour, our favorite robotics team.
Yes.
In studio
I'm
today.
I'm pretty excited.
They have made it again. They're going to World Championships. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Gulseth.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.